appointed for this day. We're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part, flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I feel a strong presence of the Lord in this place right now, because I believe God is on the verge of doing something that we have never seen before with our own eyes in this time that we live in, where I just, like, and part of me is just trembles at the thought of what God is going to do, because eye hath not seen, nor ear hath heard, nor entered to the heart of man what God is able to do, what God is going to do in this place, what God is going to do in this area, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want to share a scripture with you that reminded me of something, and it all reverts back, and I'm not going to let this go, because I believe there's going to be a breakthrough that we have never seen before in this place, and it has to do with the law of accumulation. This was in 1 Kings chapter 5 I was reading this morning, and it was when, in preparation, when Solomon was ready to build the ark, and he was speaking to King Hiram. And it says, "You know that my father David was not able to build a temple to honor the name of the Lord. This to the Lord his God of the many wars that he has waged against him by the surrounding nations. He cannot build until the Lord gave him victory over all his enemies." And that stuck in my mind. The Lord cannot build until he gave victory over all his enemies. "But now the Lord, my God, has given me peace on every side, and I have no enemies, and all is well." I don't know if you're able to put that image up or not, but I was working this summer on a project in East Aurora, and there was this storefront that was replaced with all old glass and all new glass was put in. But there was one section where the window was broken and shattered, and the boss told us at break time, he goes, "Do not touch that glass, because if you touch that glass, the whole thing's going to just come down. And we have nothing to replace it with, because the glass is being reordered and it's not going to be here for a while." And I put my finger on it. I just put a little pressure on it. I felt a little flex in it. But I got thinking of this law of accumulation, where we get together in his name in one mind and one accord, and we keep praying and we keep pressing. And the enemy is so terrified about us coming together in one mind and one accord when we worship and we praise and we are pressing towards that mark, towards that high calling. And what God is going to do when that wall comes down and it is shattered, the enemy is so terrified. He goes, "If you press much more, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to be defenseless. And the gates of hell will not prevail against the church." And I believe if we keep worshiping and we keep coming together in one mind and one accord, that God is going to do something that we have never seen before in Jesus' name. Let's continue to worship the Lord in one mind and one accord in this place.
Take me to the place where your peace and your love over. The glory of the Lord to fall
fall on me. I want to know what it feels like when heaven touches earth and I'm caught in between. I want to know what it feels like the glory of the Lord to fall on me. Take me there. Where your peace and your love overflows, where my heart is set free from all shame and guilt, chains are undone. Take me there. Take me there. Take me there.
Overflowing this place, fill our hearts with your love.
At this time to receive this morning's tithes and offerings. In Jesus' name, come on forward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we could be in your house, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity to give to you this morning. Pray, Lord, that you would bless this offering, bless those that are given by faith this morning, bless every faithful and cheerful giver. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, you are faithful. We have put our trust in you. Our God who reigns, we praise your name. Praise to the only living God. Praise to the holy faithful one. Hallelujah, we praise your name. Father, you are holy. There is no one else like you. Faithful, faithful. Father, you are faithful. We have put our trust in you. Our God who reigns, we praise your name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we praise your name. Hallelujah, 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 we praise your name.
God bless you for standing. You may be seated. This morning is a very special morning. It is what we entitle Promotion Sunday. It is a Sunday where we acknowledge those that are being promoted in our children's ministry youth departments, telling you that they are graduating from one class to another. And one of the reasons why this is so special is we couldn't promote them if they weren't here. And the fact that they are here and we have opportunity to promote them from one class to another is a good thing. No, it's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. These children and young people have an opportunity to hear the good word of the Lord. Though we have but a few moments with some of them, we make the most of every moment, making sure we're doing our best to place the good things of God in their life. I give honor to Sister Connie, Sister Robin, who worked diligently in our children's ministry department, helping to make things happen. And Brother Tom Craig, Brother Spencer, that are working in our youth department to help our young people. We'll say this, we had, was it 11 that went? 11 went Friday night to the gathering there at the campgrounds, the young people. Thank you, Brother and Sister Woods, and Brother Craig, and Brother Spencer, for taking those young people. They had a great time, and I understand that my son Austin was able to make it the whole time without sleep, though it took some Mountain Dew and chocolate milkshake and some other things. He had a great time, and he slept quite a bit yesterday, but he had a good time, and so I just want to say thank you. How wonderful it is to have individuals that are willing to go and sacrifice their time in order to see others enjoy and be a part of the good things of God. And without much further ado, we're going to turn it over to Sister Connie and Sister Robin, and they are going to give us those that are promoting. They got a little small presentation for us, and then the bulk of this morning service, you know, I'll have a few remarks here in a little bit, but we're just going to focus on the Sunday school and the youth departments and just promoting our children. And so we want them to come right now and take it from here.
If you open my heart, you see I don't have it all together. If you take me apart, yeah, you see the worst of me wants to get better, but you're changing me. There's a beauty and beast inside of me. Who I am, fighting who I wanna be. But through the rise and falls, the roller coaster, I get a little closer. Like a child walking in their father's shoes, I just wanna look a little more like you. Every day's another step forward, I get a little closer. I get a little closer. True. You're gonna finish this work you started, even when I don't know. And it's moving so slow, even when I feel nothing but broken hearted. But you're changing me, piece by piece, into who I know that I am gonna be. There's a beauty and beast inside of me. Who I am, fighting who I wanna. Through the rise and falls, the roller coaster, I get a little closer. Like a child walking in their father's shoes, I just wanna look a little more like you. Every day's another step forward, I get a little closer. I get a little closer. I get a little closer. I get a little. All my days, every breath I take, won't you make me, shape me into who you are? All my days, every breath I take, won't you make me, shape me into who you are? There's a beauty and beast inside of me. Who I am, fighting who I wanna be. But through the rise and falls, the roller coaster, I get a little closer. Like a child walking in their father's shoes, I just wanna look a little more like you. Every day's another step forward, I get a little closer. Get a little closer. I get a little closer. I get a little closer. I get a little closer.
Thank you. Yeah. Could have the podium, that it helped. Thank you. We all want to get a little closer, don't we? Every day. And they thought it was funny. They pretty much had me up against the wall when we were practicing down there because I couldn't go any farther. If you don't mind, I'd like to take a minute to say just a few things, very few things, Brother Wells, I won't be that long, but I just want to really, I appreciate, and I know all of us that work in Sunday school or in the children's ministry youth department, that that we really appreciate a pastor and his wife that support us. We always, so just, I'd like to give them a hand. We just really, unless we do anything crazy and surprise him, he just really you know, kind of lets us use our creative juices. And I'm also very, we are also very, very appreciative of this church body, this family. The support that you show us with your, the luncheons, the bake sales, the Sunday school drive, supply drive. We just couldn't, you are investing. It's like, it's to me, it's the same as putting that money in an envelope to foreign missions. You are investing in the futures and the present. Because these children are the future church, but they're also, they're here presently. They can worship, they can pray for you. Sometimes, you know, praying as a little child, we are supposed to, they're innocent, their faith is like a child, which we are all supposed to be. And so we just really, really appreciate all of your support always, and especially the support that we had going to our children's ministry conference last weekend. It's very rewarding, it's very inspiring, encouraging, and then we also got some really cool props to make for the next time we do props. I always like some of that practical stuff, but I just feel like I need to take a moment to honor our teachers. I know that you, I think everybody in here knows who everybody else is, but I just feel like there's been some great adversity in their lives, but they still keep going, and they still show up on Wednesday night, Sunday morning. There is such a desire, I feel like I know all of them pretty well, there's such a desire for one of our teachers wants every child to get the Holy Ghost before they leave their class, and we're teaching them from the ground floor up, literally from the toddler class through the youth to be able to sit in class to learn who Jesus is, then to be able to feel Jesus, to be able to repent, be baptized in Jesus' name, be filled with His Spirit. And then how to continue on in His Spirit. And then in the youth classes, I know that they deal with some tough subjects, like Sister D, letting the kids pick, I call them all kids, but letting them pick the subjects that she was going to teach on. That was brave to me. And so when they get into those youth classes, learning how to deal with the tough things that come against them living for Jesus. And I'm just, so there's every step of the way, and I am just so thankful. And as, you know, just like in graduation, let's hold your applause until the end. Or you can be a rule breaker like so many, and myself, unfortunately, a lot of times. But our toddler or at preschool class is taught by Sister Rachel Wallace, back there trying to keep, yay, Levi, good, you like your teacher, right? Yes, and she's trying to keep that child because he has a part today in getting a certificate, and she's working on him to keep him, to keep him, clap, so he can, you know, stay away from his mom for just a couple more minutes, and then we have Sister Robin Adkins, who teaches the beginner class, and she has, her helper is Jenna Kreger, and we appreciate her. Yeah, see that holding your applause to the end just doesn't feel right, does it? And then we have in the primary class, we have Sister Holly and Allie, who has graduated from high school and is graduated out of the classrooms, is now going to help teach the primary class, and we're very appreciative of her willingness. And I'm not going to forget anybody. And Sister D teaches the youth class on Sunday morning. We appreciate her. And then on Wednesday nights, Sister Day and I and we teach the Power Hour class. And then on the youth class is taught by Brother Tom Krager, and now Spencer's going to help. So we are just so appreciative of all of them and their time and sacrifice. And now we have, okay, it's your turn, buddy. Okay, thank you, brother. And we like to give a certificate for the newbies in Sunday school. And let's wait till he gets up here. Oh, he thought he was going to get to do something. He is our future drummer. We need those. Yeah. Levi Casputis is new. He just started Sunday school. Yay! Good job. Good job, Levi. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, he's going to be a worship leader. That's what he's like, clap now. Yeah. All right, excellent. Good job. Good job, Sister Rachel. Thanks. Yes. And then we have going from the preschool class, from the preschool class to the beginner class is Landon Wells. And another from the preschool class to the beginner class is Peyton Woods. Come on, Peyton. And then we have someone moving from the beginner class to the primary class, and that's Kensley Wells. And we have a couple more, but they are not here, so we will give those children their presentations whenever we see them next. Okay, thank you very much.
Why don't we give them all a resounding applause? That's it. Why don't you stand? Give them a standing ovation. As many of you know, the schools have started up again, and we have not as of yet had corporate prayer for our kids and students that are returning to school, and we're going to do that here in just a few moments. But I want to read one passage of Scripture, and then I just want to make a few comments. I promise I won't be long. I thank you guys for being so good, and your patience and your behavior has been exemplary. That means really good, so I'll try not to use big words. Thank you for being out here and being so well-behaved. Hebrews chapter number 11, I'm going to read from the New International Version. It's sometimes a little easier to understand. Beginning in verse number 24, it says, "By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose," everybody say, he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward." I just want to, you may be seated. I was thinking, and I do want to say a sincere thank you, and I know we've already applauded them, but Children's ministry is sometimes very difficult work. And I know that they don't do it for the reward in the sense of what they get. I know they get smiles and they get hugs and all those things mean the world to them. And when they see him praying in the altar, all those things are beneficial to them. And they feel good about what they're doing. But sometimes ministering to kids is difficult. And what I mean by that is as I begin to think about the Bible, and though we have a few characters in the Bible that we know somewhat of their childhood, there's not too many characters in the Bible that we know a lot about when they're children. Obviously, we know about the birth of Jesus, and we know that he was at 12, he was in the temple, and so we have little glimpses, if you will, into the lives of some people, and like a king by the name of Josiah, who started when he was 8 years old. And so we have in the Bible some little glimpses, obviously stories like David and Goliath, and David is a young man, and we use those stories. But I began to think, Lord, what's a good example that I can use to help people of all ages, from the very smallest and the youngest to the oldest, who's somebody in the Bible that we know maybe not a lot about their childhood, but somewhat about their childhood, and then somewhat about their adolescence. Who's somebody in the Bible that we can look to for an example in life that I can talk to them about from very small to very big? And I thought of Moses. And I know the Bible doesn't say much about Moses as a child. We do know, many of us know the story of his mother placing him in a basket in the river and then him floating down to where Pharaoh's daughter is and she taking him as her own, naming him Moses because he came from the water. But the Bible says that we do know that his own mother came and was able to nourish him and raise him up. And through his growing up, if you will, through his what we would say formidable years, or those years that he was being taught and he was learning, he had the best of teachers in a secular sense. He had the availability of all of Egypt. Now, you got to think of Egypt as being like the greatest country in the world at that time. It was so awesome. It was amazing. And Moses probably got to ride in the best chariots, and he had the best teachers, and he had the best, probably the best food, and he could eat whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. He was royalty. Moses, as a little kid growing up under Pharaoh, had to have the best of everything. But at some point in Moses' life, the Bible says when he had grown up, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. In other words, somewhere along the line as he was growing up, he made some choices for himself. And so I begin to think about this, and I begin to think about it in reference to our children all the way up, the young people and our adults, and I realize that God has given every single one of us, no matter how little we are, no matter how small we are, God has given every single one of us these things that are so amazingly powerful. He's placed in, and right now I know as little kids you think, really, God has given me something that's got lots of power? Yes. God has given you, no matter how small you are, God has given you something that is powerful. And every day you have these things. Every day you have these little powerful things called choices. Now I know, right now it may be like Lucky Charms or Pop-Tarts. I get that. But there's even some serious choices that you kids have. To lie, to not to lie. To tell the truth, or not to tell the truth. To share, or not to share. You have some very powerful choices in your life right now. To be good, or not to be good. I realize it as children, you'll just have to forgive me. I'm just going to speak to the little tiny ones right now. As children, a lot of choices are made for you. Maybe you get to choose what you wear. Maybe you don't. Maybe you get to choose what you eat for breakfast. Maybe you don't. But as you get older, understand that these little things that God has given you called choices become even more important in your life. And that God has kind of given you this choose-your-own-adventure where you get to make choices for you. And those choices, catches, this is how powerful they are. They can affect the rest of your life. Who you choose to make your friends and who you don't choose to make your friends. What you choose to listen to and what you choose not to listen to. What you choose to watch and what you choose not to watch. The entertainment, all these little choices, as you get older, they become bigger and they become more significant. And so it's so important for us as adults and as teachers and those who care about you and love you that we help you make good choices. One of the things that I pray, and Austin Kinzelani can tell you this, one of the things we pray almost every single night as I pray and say, God, help them make good choices. Because I know that if they can make good choices now and they can start that track record of making good choices every day to do what's right, to say what's right, to be nice and to not be mean, to be loving and caring and not be hateful, to share and not be selfish. If I can get them making all those little choices right now, I realize they have the power to start creating their life and start leading them in ways that are right. And the Bible says that Moses chose. He made the choice. And so as teachers and as parents and as grandparents and as people who love you and want you to see good and see you do good and be good and walk in ways that are right, our prayer is that you guys make good choices. Because as you grow up, those choices have more and more power. And those choices shape your life, who you are going to become. Now, this is what I want. I want all young people, children's ministry, if you're in college, if you're in school at all, I don't care if you're an adult and you're going back to get a degree, I want you to come forward. I want you to stand along the front. Young people, young adults. I know I spoke primarily to the kids, but you guys are at that stage in your life where there are some very serious choices you make. Who your friends are, what you do, whether you're going to act one way at church and another way in the world. And these choices are going to shape who you are. They're going to shape your character. They're going to shape your integrity. As you pursue higher education, your choices concerning what you're going to learn and what you're going to study and how it's going to affect you. Maybe where you go to college, what career you choose. Choices that are so powerful. And it's our job. My job as pastor. Your parents' job as your parents. Those that love you, it's their job to help you make good choices. Because we understand the power of those choices. And I guarantee you, there's not an adult in this place that doesn't look back over their life with regret over some of the choices that they made. I know I do. If I had to do different, what choices I would have made different based upon the circumstances. And so now we're doing our best to shield you and to protect you from some of those bad choices. And I know it sounds like we're being mean. I know we're just domineering parents, but it's because we love you and we want what's best for you. I want the rest of the congregation to stand. If you're family, I want you to find your young person up here. I want you to gather in behind them. A few moments we're going to pray, and this is how we're going to pray. Lord, help them make good choices. Lord, help them when they come to that crossroad, when they come to that intersection where they have to choose from the right or the left. They have to make a decision about what they're going to do and how they're going to live and who they're going to have in their life and who they're not going to have in their life and what they're going to choose to expose themselves to and what they're going to shield themselves from. Lord, help them make good choices. Moses, the Bible says, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter, but he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. Lord, can we pray right now? Family members, lay your hands upon these young people, these children. If you're a mentor to one of these young people, I want you to lay hands upon them right now. Lord, help me. Help me to help them make good choices. The power of those choices to shape their life, God. The power of those choices to direct them in ways, God, it will might be either good or bad for them. Lord, help them to make good choices. Let your spirit overshadow their lives, God, as they walk through the halls of school, God, as they choose their friends, as they choose those that they will spend time with, Lord, and allow to occupy space in their life. Lord, let them help them to choose wisely. As they choose pursuits, Lord, as they choose education, as they choose careers, Lord, as they choose what they will expose themselves to and what they will shield themselves from, Lord, help them to make good choices. Help me as pastor, Lord, to preach, God, to teach, to instruct them in righteousness, God, to give them the wherewithal to make good choices, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask your angels would camp around about them, watch over them, God, walk with them in the halls, God. Speak to their heart and their life, God, as they approach crossroads and decisions, Lord, as there's others that come to them, God, and ask them to make choices, Lord, that would compromise who they are. Lord, I pray that they would make good choices. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, all over this house. Can we lift our hands and lift our voice, God? No matter where we are in life, God, whether young or old, God, help us all to make good choices. When we come to the crossroads, Lord, let us look to you, God, for guidance and directions, God, that we would find your will and your way to make the right choice, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
To follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. To follow Jesus, I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world.
but give me Jesus. You can take this over, but give me Jesus.
I won't turn back. No turning back.
Can we sing it one more time?
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for these children, you for these young people, these young adults, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the opportunity to influence and impact their lives, God. Help us to be influential forces, God, helping them to make good decisions, right choices for you. In your precious name, in Jesus' name we ask. Everybody said amen. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord this morning. You may go in the precious name of Jesus Christ. If you went to the gathering and you've yet to turn your money in, please see myself or Brother Woods, Brother Tom, Brother Spencer. We need to put the money back in that the church expended for the gathering. God bless you.